welcome to this week's episode of Inside the Huddle Podcast on 91.1 WEDM. Make sure you stay tuned in because in the next few seconds we will start nothing but Inside the Scoop action of Warren Central Sports on the sports voice of your Warren Central Warriors, 91.1 WEDM.
91.1 WEDM, and I'm here with the lacrosse team for this week's Inside the Huddle, and I'm sitting down here with
Bessie
and Jada.
So, you guys' season's coming up in March. Season opener's in March, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, just tell us about how the off-season workouts have been treating you guys.
So, we do conditioning. We started insides with Tuesdays and Thursdays running. And then now we're moving outside. It's pretty rough because it's cold. But, you know, we can do it.
A rough transition, huh?
Yeah.
So, Bessie, you're a senior on this team. So, playing last year, what do you see the team needs to focus on coming into this incoming year?
Defense. No, defense, definitely. We lost a lot of our defenders last year. We lost a lot of seniors last year. But honestly, we just need to focus on our fundamentals. I can't even say it right. But our defense, making it stronger. Offense, making it stronger. Just making everything stronger in general.
Yeah.
So, do you have any personal goals you want to set for this season?
I want to score more goals this season. That's my goal.
I want to get better with my right hand.
Oh, yeah.
So, Bessie, you want to be more in controlling of the offense? Scoring a little bit more?
Yeah.
And Jada, yours was what?
Dominate with my right hand.
Become more dominant with the right hand.
Yeah.
That's very interesting. So, just take us through you guys' like pregame routine. Who's in like the headphones? What you eat?
I don't really eat before games.
Jimmy John's. I eat Jimmy John's.
What you get from Jimmy John's?
Sandwich. I don't even know what it's called. I know it's a number five. That's all I know.
Number five.
I just put my headphones in. I usually go outside and like play wall ball.
Yeah.
And then just
wall ball. Oh, just with the stick.
Yeah. Start against the
back and forth.
Get warmed up.
So who be in the headphones?
Me.
I mean, everybody be in it.
You sing?
No. Yeah.
Oh. I've heard that song. You know, observing an angel. They play those on, like, the little pelt shelter videos.
For only $1, you could donate and save this puppy's life.
Yeah, yeah, they'd be on those commercials. So, I know with lacrosse, it's two transitions. So, what did you guys do in the fall?
In the fall, we played MaxLax.
Okay, so there's a organization called MaxLax, and it's for girls that want to kind of get started in the fall since lacrosse is a spring sport. So, technically, the games we play in the fall don't count. They're just for fun, have fun. It's an indoor facility, and it's really nice.
So it's like a pickup game, but you with a club?
Yeah.
Oh, so it's somewhere, it's similar to
like your
AAU football.
Yeah, and like your basketball, your football.
Yeah, so it's like AAU lacrosse. Oh, that's tight. That's definitely tight. So, Jada, tell us what got you into playing lacrosse.
My sister played all 4 years, so I was kind of in the bleachers watching. And once she graduated, I was a freshman, so it was kind of my turn.
Bessie, what's yours?
I actually started playing in 7th grade. I started playing boys lacrosse. Yeah, it was rough. But my history teacher, actually, because I was like, yo, what is this? Like, what's on the board? Like, what's lacrosse? He's like, oh, it's a sport. You should, like, come out and try. So I did. And so here we are now.
Playing lacrosse.
Yep.
Senior year.
Have you made any college decisions yet?
Yeah, I'm going to commit to Franklin College.
Franklin College? Play lacrosse?
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good. So a lot of our listeners don't know about lacrosse. So do you guys think you can explain the basics of lacrosse, like the fouls, the red cards, the penalties?
It's kind of like soccer. Like there's yellow cards, red cards, a yellow card. You know, like let's say I check a girl too close to her face. That could, I don't know.
It's like a warning.
It's like a warning, kind of. You have to, like, move back away from her. But let's say I, like, do that a couple times, you know. I'll get a yellow card, have to sit out for 2 minutes.
Get man down.
But, like, red card, you're out of the game. Oh, and if you get 2 yellow cards, you're out of the game that day. You can't play no more.
And then if you get, like, I don't know, like, a lot of red cards, then you can't play the next, like, couple games.
Yeah. I think it's just 1 red card. Yeah. You can't play, like, 2 or 3 games.
Yeah.
You can't play for 3 games if you get a red card?
2 or 3, yeah.
So the red card is the most, like, suspensional type of card?
Yeah.
Alrighty. So do girls lacrosse have, like, a box just in case if you do check? Would you sit in the box, the penalty box?
Yeah, for 2 minutes.
Oh, but you can continue playing for the rest of the game?
Yeah, after your two minutes are done.
You have a yellow card.
It's very interesting. So with the season coming up, what are you guys' hopes? How far do you want to get this season? What milestones do you want to accomplish? You know, the little goals to get to the very big goal, which is state, I'm assuming.
No. We've only been to regionals.
Regionals.
We kind of get play sectionals and lose.
Yeah, but we kind of get, like, our sectionals, they kind of do us dirty, not going to lie. Yeah. We have to go all the way to Evansville to play. But that's not even in our
It's like 2 hours away. Section.
District, yeah. I
mean,
know.
Lose, and we have to leave.
Yeah, because they're good. Because they're not in our section.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to sell you guys so short. Maybe you can be the first team to bring a state championship here.
Not for a couple years.
But the program's still building. It's new.
Upcoming season, I really want to focus on, like, I feel like during games when one person kind of gives up, the whole team falls apart. And I feel like that really shouldn't happen. Like, let's say we're just having an off day. Like, we just don't give up. Like, I'd rather lose, like, putting up a fight than just giving up.
And then it's just a blowout.
Yeah. And I want our team to talk more, definitely on defense and offense. And just, like, chemistry. Like, we need to do more, like, team bonding things. Yeah.
We only did, like, one team bonding thing last year. And it was, like, before season. So, definitely. Because we always get, like, new girls coming in, every week. Or, like, every
it's
month.
It's more, like, the more you start caring about each other, the more you start caring on the field, I feel like.
Well, that does it here for us at this station here on 91.1 WEDM.
91.1 WEDM. Welcome to another edition of the Inside the Huddle podcast. This week, I have a special member of the girls softball team, Mr. Maya. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
All right. So, you know, with this being your senior season, you got a lot at stake. What's one of your season goals?
To get more bunts on the ground and maybe hit, like, doubles instead of just a single plate.
All right. What is a bunt? Because I don't know.
A bunt is when you're acting like you swing, but you actually, like, you don't swing, you hit the ball to the ground, and then, like, you just speed up to the ball. I mean, to the plate.
Oh, so, like, when people, like, play kickball, and then, like, they barely kick it.
Yeah, when it's, like, right there. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So, let's take it back a little bit towards last season. You know, how you feel like you did last season?
Actually, I think I did pretty good last season because my freshman and sophomore year, I never really got playing time until my junior year, and I earned my starting position as a right field catcher. And my batting got way better, so me bunting and getting plates and stuff like that, I think I did better.
All right. Yeah. So, you know, for people who don't play, like, softball or baseball, you know, how does a right fielder impact the game?
If the ball goes past the first baseman, it is your job to go get the ball. It's your job to cover her if she had to run somewhere else. And if the second baseman is not there, it's your job to cover first. So you still have, like, a big responsibility. And if it's center, the center position, if the ball is, like, between them, you got to decide on who's going to get it. So you have to cut the person off and make sure you're their backup if they miss the ball.
All right. So why softball?
Why softball? Well, that is a good question because I don't know how I got into playing softball. I started my seventh grade year in middle school, and it's just something I just hooked on to and actually like playing.
All right. Now, with softball being your primary sport, you know, how does that impact your life?
Softball impacts my life by, like, leadership, bonds, meeting new people from other schools and stuff. I think that the most part is that we get to bond with all the people, all the coaches that come in, and we just like to have fun, win or lose.
Now, you spoke on leadership a little bit, you know. With this being your senior year, how can you step it up not only as a player but as a leader?
By helping the new incoming players, freshmen, sophomores, who don't really know the sport, catch the ball, field the ball, actually move to the ball, and just new things like that.
All right, now, you know, coming off a shaky season as a team, what are some team goals that, you know, you have?
To trust each other, to know that if we do mess up, don't get in your head, don't get upset about it. Just focus on the next play, what we're going to do next, instead of, like, putting each other down, arguing, stuff like that. Just keep right in the game.
All right, so, you know, you guys most of the time face some of the same teams every year. So what are some of the games you're looking forward to and why?
Like LC, Lawrence North. Those are two good schools. Cathedral, always a good competition.
Now, you know, what does a typical game day look like for you?
I'll say dressing up. Even though the coach will tell us to wear a jersey, I always like to dress up, eat Jimmy John's, run around, mess with people, and then by the time we get out to the practice, I'll be tired, and then get ready for you.
All right, so what are things that you do in practice to help, you know, build your game?
Just having somebody throw the ball up to me in the air, fly balls, and running, and just throwing the ball, catching.
All right, so going back a little bit on last season, what was some of your favorite moments?
Me actually getting a bunt to the left side of the field and almost getting hitting third base against BD.
All right, so, you know, you work hard. You've been working hard for a real long time. So what are some skills that, you know, you can round out this senior year?
My batting. I want to work on my batting, hitting the ball farther, and, like, just running faster and playing smarter. Sometimes I didn't play smart and give up an out or something like that because I did something stupid. So just playing smarter and paying attention more in the games to get a win.
All right, so you know, we've been touching up on the idea of you being a senior, mm-hmm. and then how important this season is. You know, after the senior year, do you plan on taking it to the next level, or, you know, what's going on?
I don't know. I was thinking about it at first, but the school that I'm going to has a good team, but I just don't think I'm going to continue on. I just want to and just focus on my academics and, yeah, just support the other teams. I don't know if I'm going to do it yet. I haven't really decided.
All right, so we're at the ending point of the podcast, and I do this with everybody I interview. I just let you say your final words, your message to the listener. So if you got anything that you want to say, you know, go ahead and spread your peace, love, and positivity all on this podcast.
Don't mess around in school. Just do your work, even if you don't like going to school. Just do your work, because you don't want to be a senior trying to figure out where you're going to go because your GPA or just anything. Just do what you got to do. Get your grades, and it'll be done sooner than you know. So yeah, just have fun in school.
Those are, you know, some wise words right there. But thank you for speaking with me. It was, you know, great sitting mm-hmm. down talking to you right before your season. I wish you the best of luck, and once again, thank you.
You're welcome.
WEDM. Welcome back to another segment of Inside the Huddle podcast with Xavier. And today I have with me a very special guest. Introduce yourself, man.
The one and only Tyson Hollis.
Yes, sir. It's Tyson Hollis, the hurdler for the Warren Central Boys track team. How's the season going right now, Tyson?
Well, so far, we're kind of taking it light, you know, preseason workouts, getting everybody back on pace from last year. You know, everybody has to have the same mentality as last year. So that's what we're trying to do.
And you are on the club roster, right?
Yeah.
What's the club team called again?
Indiana Storm.
So can you break down club track for us?
Okay, so club, basically we have meets before school track to get us ready for school track. So it's basically like add-on extra for just like extra work for school track and yeah. just to get us better.
And how many meets have you had of club?
Second one coming up.
Okay. And the first one was at UND, right?
Yeah.
How'd that meet go?
It went pretty good. I mean, I didn't do 60-meter hurdles, but I just did the 60-meter dash and try to get faster in that so I could get myself ready for this weekend.
Yeah. What's this weekend?
60-meter hurdles. High hurdles at that. College high, too. So. Okay.
And who are you going to be running against at this meet?
Really everybody. Like I said, like college, D2 colleges are going to be there, schools, other schools, unattached, and other clubs. So
when you're running these club meets, because I know it was at UND, so UND was there, right? And,
yeah.
And a couple other colleges.
Yeah.
Does it ever kind of get nervous to you when you're running against some of these a lot like athletically mature guys, a little more mature than you guys, like when it comes to like track, they've been doing it for yeah. a little longer. Does it kind of intimidate you guys?
Wouldn't at all, because we all want the same thing. We all are shooting for, well, I mean, anything is up for grabs. So
yeah,
just because you're in college doesn't mean like I can't come back and beat you in the race.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
everybody's looking for the same thing, and no, it doesn't intimidate me at all. I just stay prepared and stay ready at all times.
What's some things you do to stay prepared and stuff? Like,
meet days, a couple of days before meet days, I'll say like the whole week, stay hydrated. I say eat pasta, pizza, all that, stay hydrated, stretch, continuously go to practice, work out at practice also, but stretch and take care of your body.
Yeah. And with it finally being, or not really, but indoor season, I would say almost underway, or yeah. almost here, basically, yeah. with you and club and stuff. What indoor meets are you looking forward to?
Honestly, flat out, I'm looking forward to MIC, because last year's MIC indoor, it didn't go as planned. So hopefully this year I can redeem myself, and I'm looking forward to indoor state, because like I said in previous podcast, I didn't make it to indoor state, but I made it to outdoor state.
And, yeah, that's one thing about indoor MIC. I know that a lot of the track runners look forward to, especially because it kind of just
everybody's there.
Yeah, everybody's there.
The intensity.
Indoor MIC is probably your first real glimpse of what, like,
the season's going to look
like. Yeah, the whole track season in all is going to look like.
Teams.
Especially with some of the best schools, you know, are in the MIC. So it's a good little thing to, you know, keep your mind on and just – I know a lot more track people take outdoor a lot more serious than indoor. So that's like indoor is kind of like.
Yeah, indoor is like the breeze. It's like, I don't know, it gets you ready for outdoor, honestly.
What'd you place last year at outdoor MIC? I mean, outdoor state?
Outdoor state. Well, I think overall I was like 15th. Correct me if I'm wrong, though. But this year we're going to try to at least top five. And I'm not trying to, like, make assumptions, but right now I'm seated, like, pretty good in the MIC and pretty good in state. So hopefully we could just continue to be a success.
What do you know any of the other MIC hurdlers?
Yes, there's a guy from LC and there's a guy from Center Grove that I kind of have my eye on. They've been running at the meets for the past couple of weekends too, the club meets. So I just been having my eye on, just been like scouting, see what they've been on.
What about state wise? Is there anyone you think just holds a little more competition to you?
Honestly, no. As of right now, I can't see any. I think it's too early to notice or to tell. But as of right now, no, not yet. But I'll be looking forward to seeing like who's up there with me.
Yeah. And walk us through this conditioning process with the track guys right now, because I heard you guys got a couple more hurdlers.
It's a couple more new guys.
Yeah, and you guys actually got a coach this season.
Yeah.
Talk about how it was last year, you know, you making it to state almost without a coach, without a hurdling coach, a proper hurdling coach, when a lot of other schools, you know, that's something that just comes with it. They got a hurdling coach. But I remember coming out to one of the practices and you guys were doing everything yourself. So talk about that.
Well, yeah, last year was a pretty rough year for me and all the rest of their hurdlers. Honestly, we didn't have any coaches there to help and guide us. But we had other seniors from previous years that that would just give us intel, and that would just come every once in a while and just coach us up a little bit. But at the same time, we were like individual, but we were also coaching ourselves. So yeah. it's never just like just nobody not there. Everybody's critiquing somebody. So
yeah. Do you feel any extra weight? Because last year, Jared Johnson, I'm pretty sure, was our senior for the hurdle was last year. So now with him being gone, and yeah, I guess you're that next up and coming senior. You and Mark Turntime, right?
Yes, sir.
Do you guys feel any extra weight having to help the younger hurdlers out?
Yeah, it's okay. On us, it's definitely bigger expectations for us to help out the guys, because that's what the older guys wanted us to do when they graduated. So. Me and Mark got to stay on top of the younger guys. You know, we have mostly freshmen, so we got to just encourage them. And I tell the freshmen all the time, don't give up, because, you know, I came from nothing without a coach, and I ended up being successful.
Yeah, how are those freshmen hurdlers doing?
They're actually doing pretty good. I mean, some of them, if you go out there, some of them you wouldn't even know they're freshmen, how good they're doing. So everybody's just throwing in their little parts and critiquing and just coming together as a hurdling squad.
What hurdling freshman do you think we should be looking out for?
Well, I'll say this guy named, I have two guys. Let me give you three. There's a guy from Creston. His name is Leo. I don't know his last name. I need to learn his last name. There's another kid from Creston, I want to say, and his name is Jalen. And there's one more guy, and his name's Kevin. He's kind of goofy, but he's a fast learner, and yeah, I think he has what it takes.
So just so I'm right, you guys do have a coach this year.
Yeah, we do have a coach.
So what do you think that's going to help with, like just a hurdling coach alone, Ross?
Well, honestly, last year with us not having a coach, it was pretty embarrassing. Showing up to the meets without a coach and just like watching over each other's shoulder and making sure like we're all good. It was kind of pretty embarrassing not to have a coach, but this year I think we're going in with a little bit more confidence and same mentality as last year, just do better.
Yeah. All right. So obviously, like you've been saying, didn't perform how you wanted to at state outdoor state last year. What place did you get again?
15th overall state.
15th overall at state. Besides just coming back harder for state, what are other goals you have set for outdoor track season?
Well, I want to say Mick. I'm looking very forward to Mick and sectionals and regionals, because this year, actually in our sectionals and regionals this year.
It's not at Warren anymore, is it?
I think it is at Warren. It might not be. I don't know. I got to check the schedule.
I think girls and Mick got, is that Ben Davis?
Yeah, no, yeah, yeah. We're having the same Mick.
Some's at Mick.
Yeah, it's at Ben Davis, yeah. Us and the girls. But honestly, I'm looking forward to sectionals and regionals. You know, they had a guy, FC had a guy last year. His name was Malachi Quarles, and he just dominated on the track. And,
yeah,
you know, I kind of look up to him and try to be a role model on the track this year for sectionals and regionals and see what I can do. Yeah. Try to step in and take those first place spots.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's talk about team-wise, because last year during state, Jordan Hodge, I want to say, took home a lot of hardware for you guys. Even in that 4x1 roster, he really helped out a lot with that.
Sure.
So making just as an overall, hopefully you guys got better as a team over that time. Do you think anything will change this year?
Well, honestly, the way our seniors now, honestly, we have more seniors than what we had last year. So everybody's just staying on top of the guys at practice. Telling them how it really is going to be and making sure that everybody's working hard so we can get everybody to state to qualify more and hopefully be either runner-ups or state champions. Last year, we overall came in third place, just a shy of a couple of points. We didn't have very many athletes there, but this year I think we'll have more athletes to qualify. Yeah.
Yeah. And Who was ahead of you? Who you guys at state? Last year,
NC came in first, then Pike came in second. Oh, okay. Runner ups.
All right, who think is going to be your biggest team competition this year?
Honestly, I'd say Pike.
Pike.
I say reason why I'm not trying to deny anything or NC or call them out, but I'd say. NC was good at distance, and that's really like where most of their points came from. And then Pike, they had this one individual. His name was His name is John. His name is John Adams. He committed to Purdue, and he just, like, dominated on another track with Jay Hodge and showing him that he can stand up for the fight. So hopefully this year we can dominate him and stay on top.
Yeah, track is a sport, like, especially coming around that state time. Like you just said, we both of them teams, we saw one guy bring home a lot for each of those respective teams.
Yeah, it really comes all down to it.
Yeah, honestly. So it'll be interesting this year to see if each of you guys stepped up around that. It is good to have one really good guy like that who can compete in the 100, 200, 4x1, and then those three events right there, you bring home a lot. But it'll be interesting to see what you guys can do this year. And thank you, Tyson, for coming by, letting me interview you. That was another segment of Inside the Huddle with Xavier Taylor. Be sure to tune in next week for another interview.
Welcome back to another edition of Inside the Huddle. I'm DJ Wag, sitting down with a varsity track girls runner. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Taylor Thomas.
So, going into the season, what were some of your biggest goals?
Coming from last year, I want to make it to state this year. I made it all the way to regionals. I want to run the state standard, which is about 2:14 in the 800 meters, and I want to take our 4x8 to state as well.
Now, what events do you actually run?
Mainly I run the 800, the 4x8, I run the 400, and I'm alternate on the 4x4.
So now in track, what out of all the events you have done, what's your strongest event?
My strongest is definitely the 8 and the 4. Technically, I'm mainly 800 runner. I didn't start running that until sophomore year, so definitely the 8.
Personally, this year, how do you think your guys' team is doing?
I think we have a really strong team, especially going all the way back to like the freshman squad. Like, we have a very strong freshman team, and we have a solid seasoned senior squad. So I think we have a pretty good foundation.
Now, you are a senior, correct?
Yeah.
So knowing this is your senior year and it is your last year running track here, what's your biggest goal this year?
This year I definitely want to commit somewhere to run track. I've gone on a couple visits. I also want to make it to state individually as well as get a relay up there because this will be probably my first year. It's my last year to ever make it to state, so that's really just what we're really working towards.
Have you made it to state before?
No, I was an alternate on the 4x4 last year. I went to state, not in my event, but with the girls every year, so that's definitely a big goal that I've been working towards.
Now, seeing a lot of amazing track stars graduate from here, what is one thing you want to leave behind?
I want to leave behind not necessarily my work ethic, but just kind of letting girls know, like, it's okay to kind of just give your all at every practice, no matter what it is. Let it be easy, let it be hard, just putting in all the effort because eventually it's going to take you somewhere. I mean, I know for me, I didn't make it to state my freshman, sophomore, whatever year, but my senior year, like, I put everything on the line because at the end of the day, like, as long as you're making progress and whatever, like, you're going to see results in the end. And I think, like, freshman year, I wasn't seeing results, but it just takes time. And especially my senior year, I'm coming in, like, and I'm talking to college coaches and stuff. So you really see just a difference. So just, I want the girls to know, just, like, take your time with this sport because you're going to get somewhere eventually.
Now, knowing you have went on a couple college visits, what are, like, those colleges that you've looked at?
Like, the names of the schools?
Yeah.
I've been to Anderson. I'm planning on going to Manchester sometime soon, and as well as Indiana Tech.
Is there any specific one out of those that you're really looking at?
Anderson specifically, I've talked to the coach personally, and he's a great coach. He actually coached at Warren a couple years ago, and Indiana Tech as well. They're all great schools, and education-wise, most importantly, they're definitely good schools.
Now, you have given us your personal goal. Do you guys have a team goal this year?
Our team goal, indoor and outdoor, is definitely get another state championship. I know last year we got second to North Central, but North Central is a very talented team. But this year we have such a good group of seniors, and we have such a solid group of freshmen that I feel like we can get to state championships like we did in 2017.
Now, do you prefer indoor or outdoor?
I prefer outdoor.
What's the difference between those?
Indoor, So basically everything indoor is double what is outside. So say you're running a 400 meter inside, that's two laps. Outside is just one lap. The 800, it's four laps inside, two laps outside. Indoor, it's very cramped. There's so many girls or boys sometimes if you're at the meet with boys. The meets are either at UND, IU, so they're not, sometimes they're close, sometimes they're far. They take like all day, and it's just very long. I mean, it is exciting, but outdoor is just so much more energy, and it's so much more fun. Obviously, the weather obviously contributes to that, but outdoor, you just have more space to like warm up and get your mindset ready for the meet.
Now, do you have any team that you're really looking forward to competing against when you go into season?
Me personally, I know I'm looking at Ellen, Carmel, Roncalli, Franklin Central, just because a lot of those girls on those teams run the 800, and so they're definitely going to be competition, as well as Franklin Central. Team-wise, definitely HSC and North Central. Those are our biggest, probably, competitions this year.
So are you guys doing any, like, workouts or preseason things right now?
Definitely, yeah. We are practicing every day. We have been since we got back from winter break. So we just been working hard every day, coming to practice with the mindset of just knowing that, okay, we've got two state championships to win.
Now, on a normal day, when if you have a meet or something, do you have a specific song that you listen to get yourself ready?
I don't have a specific song. I mean, I do, like, I'll just go, like, on a playlist and listen to, like kind of like a football warm-up playlist, kind of, just, like, you know, get me pumped up and ready, but I don't really have, like, any specific song.
And so, if besides the songs, what are some other things that you do to prepare yourself and to keep your head in head straight while you're in school and everything? How do you do that?
While I'm in school, I definitely just try not to think about, because it is pretty nerve-wracking, especially at like a big meet, like say sectionals or regionals or the MIC championship. So I just try not to think about it, just focus on the day. You know, it is an exciting day, yeah, so you got the excitement and you got nerves, you know, all inside you. So I just try to stay focused throughout the day, and then once like we're headed to the locker room and stuff, I just try to prepare myself, like, okay, I know that I'm being coached to do this, and I know what I'm capable of. So at the end of the day, like, I just try to keep my mind and my head on straight.
Is there a specific meet or moment or event that happened that is you, like, want to remember, like, remember your whole entire life, like, coming from off of high school in the track?
I'm definitely going to remember. Well, I mean, there was a good and a bad meet. I mean, everyone doesn't, you know, always have a good meet. I know for me, two of, like, the biggest ones I'm always going to remember would be Carmel. Last year, a dual meet, I PR'd a huge PR, and my coach was like, you're going to run this. And I was like, okay, and I ran it. And then sectionals, I ran better than that. So, yeah, I'm definitely going to remember that. And it was definitely emotional, because especially at sectionals, I didn't think that I would make it to sectionals or I would make it to regionals. So, yeah, that was definitely a big accomplishment for me.
Now, stepping up to the line, knowing that you're listening for the gun to fire to take off, what are a few things that you rush through your mind keeping yourself together?
I really, like, I always say, like, a little prayer in my head. Like, I just know that I there's no going back at this point. I just kind of just say a little prayer, just take a deep breath and know that I've been trained and I'm coached to I'm being coached to, you know, run this event. Like, I know I have the ability, I know I have the power, I just have to go out there and perform.
What are some things that you do during practice or even on your own time that to help prepare yourself and to help keep yourself in shape for season?
Physically, you know, working out in weight class every day with Coach Rob, stretching when I need to stretch, eating properly, sleeping properly, staying on top of my schoolwork, because I know a lot of that, I know sometimes that can be good stress, you know, working out, you know, you're tired and you're sore, but your body is always under stress, especially with a sport like track. Like, you have to put your whole body into the sport. So definitely just drinking water, eating healthy, always prepares me, especially before and after season, as well as, like, sleeping and staying on track with my school stuff, because that definitely is a priority, and education always comes first, as well as your well-being before any sport.
So with all the stuff that you do have for track, how do you maintain your school on top of track practices, track meets, and whatever else you have doing with track?
Whatever help I get, I take it. If that means going to study tables or staying after class or emailing teachers, whatever I can do, because you never want to, you know, have to have a whole bunch of homework or project or whatever and then have a meet at IU the next day and stay till 12 o'clock at night. Like, I always try to get my homework done in class. I always try to get everything done as much as I can, always, especially if I don't understand it, because then I'm going to be that. It's going to be that on top of a meet, a very, you know, hard practice or whatever. So I always try to stay on top of everything at school, so then I don't have to worry about it when I come home.
Now, how long have you been running track?
I've been running since freshman year.
So from freshman year to now, what are some big differences in mindsets that you have seen throughout the season or throughout your years?
Me personally, or like through my teammates?
It could be either one.
Personally, like freshman year, I was kind of, I play volleyball as well, so I really wasn't like, I was like, oh, I'll run track because like all my friends are doing it and I just want to stay in shape. But then as I saw like the girls and how, kind of like how, they were just like, they were so, the team was so put together and organized, and I was just like, dang, I really liked it. Like, I just fell in love with track. And so, freshman year, I was definitely, like, pretty childish. Like, I really didn't care about anything. And then when coach started putting me in meets, I'm like, okay, like, I can really, like, go somewhere with this. And then up to my senior year, I'm like, okay, like, I kind of already know what I need to do. Like, I feel like I'm pretty responsible, so I know, like, okay, I know if we have a hard practice today, I need to, you know, not do this this day or whatever. So, yeah, it's a huge difference.
So you playing volleyball, how do you see track helping out with volleyball, or how do you see volleyball helping out with track?
Volleyball helps out with track because, you know, with volleyball, you obviously need speed, but track is definitely more, I feel like you have to have more self-discipline, and that, I mean, that carries through any sport, but I think track is one of those sports that you always have to be disciplined. So with volleyball, I'm like, okay, I have to stay down. I have to stay low. I have to get this serve over. I have to do this. And now I think I learned a lot of that from track. Track helped with volleyball. It helps with speed, agility, and stuff like that.
Now with track, knowing that it's like a team sport, but a personal sport,
mm-hmm.
How does that affect you? Like knowing you're by yourself, but you also have your team behind you.
Right. It is a lot of pressure, especially, like, at big meets. But then again, you know, we're such a close-knit team that we know that we're going to have each other's back, especially, like, in an individual event. We're always cheering on each other. So I really don't – most of the time, I'm really not by myself. My teammates, I know that they're always going to be with me. So it's just – it is a lot of mental – the mental side of things, but it is kind of hard, kind of, you know, going from, okay, I have my teammates with me during volleyball season, I'm always with them, to going from, oh, I'm by myself, I have to run this by myself. But it is a lot of pressure, but we're so disciplined to know, like, okay, we always have our teammates back.
Okay, well, that is the last question I had for you. That is the end of this. Do you have any last words?
No.
This is another edition of Inside the Huddle. Make sure you stay tuned in next week.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Inside the Huddle. Make sure you tune in next week for the next episode, only on 91.1 WEDM.